Good evening. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap for Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. We start with a clear warning to all Australians. As the summer holiday season continues and freight traffic surges, safety concerns on our roads are increasing. The National Truck Accident Research Center points out that trucks are not at fault in the vast majority of fatal car truck crashes, a stark 85.7%. With an incredible 103 million shipments lodged last November and December, that's a lot of heavy vehicles out there. Aaron Lowes from NTI brings into focus the importance of understanding truck operations, especially on rural roads. Planning and rest breaks are vital as fatigue poses additional risks, and fleet operators are being urged to enhance safety measures. During this high-risk period, patience and cooperation ensure the safety of all road users. In global insurtech, a significant shift has occurred. Investments fell sharply by 50% to just over $688 million in the fourth quarter of 2024, the lowest level since 2018. Despite a 6% annual decrease, AI-centric insurtechs took the limelight, making up 42% of the 78 deals of the quarter. AI's growing adoption in Australia's trades could lead to more efficient services and lower premiums. However, the decrease in overall funding may have implications for market diversity. Having a firm grasp on these trends is essential for informed insurance decisions. Australia's insurance industry continues to flourish, and predictions suggest that we are set to exceed $144 billion in direct written premiums by 2029, up from $94.7 billion in 2024. This growth is driven by a rising demand for coverage against natural disasters and a growing focus on personal accident and health insurance. Although the increasing incidence of natural disasters emphasizes the need for adequate coverage, the expanding health and accident insurance market presents tradespeople with opportunities for income protection. Staying informed and managing insurance portfolios is all important. Lastly, a celebration for Australian insurers as they report an impressive net profit after tax of $1.11 billion for the March quarter of the previous year. The industry showed its resilience with this figure, due mainly to a decline in catastrophe-related claims. The beneficial side for tradespeople and small business owners could be potential stability in premium rates, even in the face of challenges in the householder segment. That's your weekly insurance news wrap. As always, stay safe, stay informed, and don't forget to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for all your personal and business insurance needs. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.